And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Dr. Randy Shannon with us, as she's with us every several weeks, talking about incredible things to help you survive and last a little longer. The bottom line, Randy, is quality life, isn't it?
It is. We only get one. Well, maybe some of your guests would say something different, but all I know is what I know, what I can see, and we have this one right here, right now. So that's the one we got to deal with.
You got it. You ready for more calls?
I am.
All right, let's go to Tom in Tucson, Arizona. Welcome to the program. Hi, Tom.
Hello, George. Hi, Randy. I talked to you guys before. I met you in Scottsdale when you had the program. I'm the guy with the dog.
That's right. Good guy. How are you? Do you still have the dog?
I still have the doggies. I sure do. I know you loved them and petted them, and it was really neat. Well, I got a couple of questions for Dr. Randy.
Okay.
I've got some skin cancer issues. I just did another biopsy. She mentioned biopsies, and I wanted to know if that applied to skin cancer as well. And they said, yep, you need another Mohs surgery. That just happened. In fact, they called this morning. And then the other thing is I've got prostate cancer. Are the two related?
I doubt it. I mean, it's abnormal cells. Here's what's related. That you're deficient, your immune system is down or has been down, and that allowed an open door. So what were you doing? It starts with people just not eating right. There's the good list and the bad list. On the bad list, you can't break it. You really should never break it. If you do break it, for example, if I were to go to dinner and have a glass of wine, I know that I am flooding my body with a bunch of sugar. So there's things that I will do before I go to dinner so that I'm not unbalancing, okay, my blood as bad as the average person. And then maybe tomorrow or that night, I'll go for a good walk to walk off some of that. It's when we open those doors. No wheat, barley, rye, oatmeal, or buckwheat. No fried foods. No foods cooked in any oils. People say, well, what if it's extra, extra, extra virgin olive oil or coconut oil? The reason that we don't want people to have that, I'm actually for it. If not, let me step back. I'm for coconut oil if you chop the coconut up and you extract it, you pull it out, and you make that oil in that moment. And you got to eat that right away because every minute it's exposed to oxygen, it's oxidizing, and that causes free radical damage in the body. It inflames the cell surface, kind of to just give you a picture. And then the cells lose their ability to recognize the communication from the insulin, let's say. So that's why it's not good. That free radical damage in the body is a problem. And so that's why we say just don't eat them. Don't eat the fried foods. Don't eat the burnt, grilled singe. If you look at a map and you look at the southern states, they grill out more. They have more cancer doctors in employment, where you grill more than the more northern states. So, all of these different diseases are on the rise. The cancers. Cancer, people are spending, and this is just in America. I want to say that the number is somewhere around $190 to $245 billion.
Wow.
So it's a very lucrative industry if you're on the other side. And so when you've got these various, you got skin cancer, you mentioned, you have prostate cancer, you can't play around with them. You do have to move quickly. Nutrients are extremely important. I would handle each of them slightly different. One of the studies, we're doing different studies this year. Two of one is the blood pressure, and the second smaller one, the 6-month ones, are the diabetics, and then the 2-year one is the cancer. So these are things that you do have to get, you know, signed up for, but we're tracking it. We're tracking the blood. We're tracking the meals. People got to be, you know, really check in. And this is the way Dr. Wallach would have done it. So we're doing it really solidly so that we can say, okay, this is what they ate. And if you don't follow the program, then you're out of the program because then, you know, obviously the results are going to get skewed. So we want people that are following to a T what it is we're doing. And we would, I would approach both of those cancers different.
What stage is your prostate cancer, Tom? Did they tell you?
No. Hopefully I'm not too far into it yet. I've had it about 5-6 years now. But
Have they done the radiation for you yet?
No. But I did have a very unique procedure done. I don't know if anybody ever heard of it. It's called HIFU. Sounds Chinese, but what it stands for is high intensity focused ultrasound. I did have that instead of radiation, and by George, it really seems to have helped a lot.
Yeah, it's very non-invasive. It's focused on sound waves. I like sound waves. A lot of people like sound waves, and a lot of things were hidden on sound waves and frequencies for all these years. I think all of that's coming to light, hopefully in the next, what do we got left, 3 years? Hopefully all of it gets released.
All right, you do what you got to do, Tom. And Brandy, Youngevity has a prostate supplement formula, don't they?
They do have a, in our Good Herb line. And I do want to reiterate, do not buy anything that I talk about on Amazon. What I have found is that they are between 90 and 95% from China, and the ingredients are not the same. And I have spoke with Steve Wallach, and he said that the store that's on Amazon is not the company store, even though it says it's official. It's not. So don't buy anything there. You don't know where that's coming from. You don't know if that's Chinese, mixing up different products. And, you know, we can't sue them in our courts. They can sue us in our courts. We cannot sue them. So point is, get it direct from the warehouse, which is going to be through the call team.
And call, here's the number to call, Tom, 1-855-949-7234. Just remember that number, 1-855-949-7234. There's an incredible staff there. Text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Dr. Randy?
Well, Randy, Lorna in Dallas wants to know when you have a stomach ache, how you can tell if it's food poisoning or something else.
Okay. If you are going straight to, I mean, if you've ever had food poisoning, which I have probably 2 or 3 times, that did send me to the emergency room each time.
Ew.
Because, yeah, you're in the bathroom. It's uncontrollable. And it's the most painful thing you could ever experience. It's right up there anyway.
What is food poisoning? What poisons you?
Ooh, bad food. I ate at a local restaurant here, but it was a chain. And it was several years ago, I bought a piece of their birthday cake. And that had probably been sitting out. Maybe it had bad eggs. Who knows what it was. And I had bought a bunch of other food, and I shared it with everyone. But I only shared the cake with one of my kids. And both he and I, terrible food poisoning. Sick for days. You feel weak. You feel like you're run over by a truck. Okay. If you just have a stomach ache, that could be gas, it could be indigestion, constipation from, you know, processed foods will cause you pain. Poor digestion will cause you pain. So if it escalates, believe me, you will know the difference as you're going through it.
Next up, east of the Rockies, Lance is with us in Galloway, New Jersey. Hello, Lance. Lance, you with us? Lance has disappeared. Let's go next to first-time caller Jim in Cleveland, Ohio. Hey, Jimmy, go ahead.
Hi, thanks, George. I've been listening to you guys for since the mid-'80s with heartfelt.
Thank you, sir.
So, thank you. Yeah, I was recently found they found some spots, dark spots on my prostate, and they believe it's cancer. So I'm wondering what I should do in my diet or what I can do to before the biopsy to try to take care of this thing.
Well, definitely I would recommend get that biopsy done, and you will know for sure. And they numb you up a little bit. It doesn't hurt. I had a friend of mine who just went prostate cancer, and he had chemo and radiation, and he beat it. But definitely get a biopsy first, and then supplementation won't hurt, Randy. Go ahead.
Yeah. And so, you know, you can see, I didn't get the caller's name, but you can see how there's even differing opinion. Jim, there's differing opinions even here, and that's okay. This is a walk that everybody has to take individually. So for me personally, I'm not getting a biopsy. But you hear George, he's saying probably get the biopsy. So everybody, it's their own individual walk. If it's me, I am going to attack it. Even if you did get the biopsy and they suggested chemo or radiation, there's plenty of people listening here tonight that are already going through chemo and radiation. So we don't tell you no, that we won't take you on. In every phase, it does not matter. You must, I like to say it like this, you got to load the gun. If you're going into a fight and your opponent has a gun, yours is empty and his is loaded, who's going to win? So the point is you've got to load yours to be able to have a chance, because it is a war. There's all kinds of abnormal cells in the body, and you have to get them reversed. And that's why we're doing this. I mean, when I have cancer clients, this woman, for example, I'll use her as an example, the one that 3 months ago they told her she was done and to get the hospice all lined up. I simply asked, do you want to live? Yes. So you still have the will to fight? Yes. Okay. Well, that is like ingredient number one. And even though she has already, you know, had transfusions and all kinds of things, she is still fighting, and we're pulling out all the stops. But let me tell you, in 3 months, this is why it's a whole program. In 3 months, she's called me at least 100 times between her and her daughter. And we take those calls. So that's why these programs are more in depth. When it comes to nutrients, for sure in the program, you want the brain and heart pack. There's no doubt about that, brain and heart pack. You want higher doses of certain things, but we would know that more if we're looking at, say, your face, your fingernails, your tongue. Exactly how did this get through the door? And so the tongue's going to tell me a lot. The fingernails are going to tell me things that have been there a lot longer. And the face, whatever shows up on the face becomes a scar. So those things that I see on the face, that's been the story now for a couple of years. Whatever I see there has been there a while. Okay. The signs were in the tongue first. They were all over the fingernails, but they were missed. And so it's not something where on a show I will give you every remedy for a cancer, because I just can't take it that lightly. It's your life.
I come from a school, Randy, where you do whatever you can with modern medicine with supplementation. I would do both all the time. I would not do one without the other.
So that is great for the audience to hear, because they're, you know, I am not against medicine. I'm not. But me personally, and I love everybody hearing this, George, you and I are slightly different because I am a naturopathic doctor. So what I tell my kids is, if I can't get my nutrients to do it, maybe it was my time. However, there is intervention with modern medicine. So there is options for people.
Big time. Next up, let's go to Sue in Greensboro, North Carolina. Sue, let's get you in here before the break. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello, Judge. I'm sorry to hear about that man. And did you know Connie Willis doesn't like clowns either?
I don't blame her.
I don't either. Never did. I don't know what it is. But anyway, I'm not really scared to ask this question, but on the top of my arm, I've got like a red and brown blotch the size of a nickel, and it's kind of like, you know, spread out. And I was wondering, I was almost scared to ask what that might be.
Definitely get it checked out. Go ahead, Randy.
Yeah, I was going to say, was there any chance that you got bit by a tick, that this is turning into something, or you think it's more, is it like reddish in color, brown in color? Are you thinking skin cancer?
Maybe a bruise, maybe I hit something, maybe, but I've been noticing once in a while these will just, you know, I'll just look over at my arm, and there is one. Just the, like, brownish red. They don't get any bigger than the size of a nickel, but...
Do they go away?
Yeah, eventually.
Sounds like a bruise, Randy, doesn't it?
I mean, if it's just there and then it goes away, because bruises actually have different shades. Yeah, they'll be black and blue, then they, as they're slowly going away, they can be yellowy looking. Is that happening to you?
We run a commercial from a company called Carnivora on the show, and they've got a spot of an individual who suffers massive bruises on his arms until he started taking the product. And you don't realize how often you bounce your arms against the wall and doors and things like that and wake up in the morning with a bruise trying to figure out where in the heck you got it from.
Yeah. I mean, people get them all the time. And, you know, okay, so what could you do to help support? Well, Carnivora, as he mentioned, I actually looked at that product. It's a great product. Get more natural vitamin D. So get out in the sun if you can. If you can't, then you get our D3K2, which is a very strong product. And then you want to support the skin from the inside. Berries, leafy greens, turmeric, green tea, things like that that'll fight.
And make sure, Sue, it's just a bruise and nothing more, not like a melanoma or something like that. But we're going to come back with final calls with Dr. Randy Shannon in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back, George Norrie, along with Dr. Randy Shannon from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, that toll-free number to call for assistance at any time, 1-855-949-7234. Write it down, keep it. Let's go to the phones. Roberta in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to the show. Hi, Roberta.
Hi, George. Hi, Doctor.
Hi.
Hi there.
What is your program for getting off of blood pressure pills?
First would be to change the diet. So if you're on anything that has to do with wheat, barley, rye, oatmeal, the same list I said before, processed foods are not good, glutens are not good, the oils are terrible. The salamis and lunch meats and all of that have nitrates and nitrites in them. Those are not good. Those will actually shut the body's ability to regulate its temperature down. And, you know, you can have cold feet, cold hands. When it comes to blood pressure, diet is extremely important. I personally don't buy into the pills because the pills do not get that. It doesn't reverse the problem. It never fixes the problem. Nutrients, in my opinion and experience, fix that problem completely. So Brain and Heart Pack is extremely important. Ultimate Daily Classic, fantastic product, very important. I think it's good to clean up the whole vascular situation in the body. So things like Niacin Plus, very important for that. You know, there may be a few other things, probably the Sweet Ease to make sure that your blood sugar is regulated. On top of that, can't have one going haywire, and expect the other one to regulate out. So I would start there.
Well, let me give out the complimentary disclaimer, Randy. And that is, of course, yes, do nothing by going off your meds without your doctor's assistance.
That is correct. And by law, I cannot tell anyone, even as a naturopathic doctor, to get off of what your prescribing doctor has put you on. As your numbers get better, you go back to that doctor, they retest you, they're going to see, oh, wow, you don't need this many. Or you might end up saying, I felt lightheaded because you're taking too much of something from them and you no longer need it. So they will adjust it. And even when they adjust it, I mean, this is something that we deal with on a daily basis with people, brand new clients as they come in. And I've got a guy, he might be a listener. His weight was up 350, somewhere in there, definitely dealing with the blood pressure issue. And now it's pretty much a nothing burger. And I think he's been with me 3 months or something now. And that's about the average, 3 to 4 months to kind of get something turned around, mm-hmm. 6 months, and then it never rears its ugly head again.
Final text and tweet from Tom. What do you have, Tommy?
Well, Dr. Randy, Dave in Kansas would like you to explain what causes restless leg syndrome.
Okay, so one of the first things I would ask is, are they a smoker? How's the circulation going? Because usually, you know, it may be in the legs, but it'll be other places later. Okay, so I would address the circulatory system and get that all cleaned up. The numbers, I can look real quick. Almost 1 million pass away from cardiovascular disease. In my opinion, it's very related. So I would make sure that we are increasing. First, I would go with the brain and heart pack, and then I would use all of those things to get the blood cleaned up so that the circulation can actually do what it's supposed to be. Walking is important. You know, I'm not saying go to the gym and like go above and beyond, but you want to move your legs, you know, throughout the day so that you're not moving them as much at night. My grandmother had it and she was a chain smoker. I also would say you got to look at the iron levels in the blood, get some blood work, see what's going on there. I don't really believe in genetics. So if they say it runs in families, they're just doing something similar that's off. If somebody is pregnant or they have kidney issues or are a diabetic, or even nerve problems, the side effect of that is the restless legs. Certain medications can cause it. Caffeine, alcohol, stress. They help to make the symptoms worse. So millions of dollars are spent every year on drugs just to mask those symptoms instead of addressing the root. But the body is really, really smart. And think about something just as simple as a sneeze. Something got in, some kind of an allergy or allergen got in, and the body immediately sneezed to get rid of it. That's a good visual for everybody to understand that the body, when it sees something or doesn't like something, it does try to alert you and let you know. And we just miss those signals. That's kind of where I would be. There could be some organ issues involved here. So you got to ask yourself some questions. And, you know, what would I do if it was me? How would I support that? I'd increase my vitamin D. I'd try to get in the sun as much as possible. I'd increase my magnesium. I'd check on my iron to make sure I was okay there or not. And if not, I would get some iron. And we have all of that.
I have a friend who has a friend who got a vitamin D test, and it was found to have extreme low levels. What causes that?
It's just depletion could be. See, that's the whole thing. That what you just told me is, and I'm not knocking on doctors or anybody, but they don't ask all of the picture. You know, what are they eating? Are they eating gluten? So is there an absorption issue? So if there's an absorption issue, if they could swim in it and it's still not going to get grabbed and pulled into the body.
Let's go to Joe in Boston on the wild card line. Hi, Joe. How you doing?
Well, hanging in there. I want to thank all the Coast to Coast listeners, Mike, you, the Millennium, James Potter, John, others, Yvonne. I have prostate cancer, Randy. I'm not trying to be unfair, but it is impossible for some of us pay that kind of money to visit with you on camera. We don't have our cameras. Wouldn't it be up to your advantage if you started a foundation or something? Because all the foods, you know, I don't cook. I eat at a restaurant. We have no choice. I mean, you're doing saying the right thing, but it's not going to happen because people won't do that. We have to find a compromise. But I wish you could set up a foundation like St. Jude did, so people like me or others who don't have the money, I only get like $1,400 a month, could help. And even if we had to eat there or sleep there, because a lot of these naturopath doctors, and I told Gene, I'm not making fun of you, I called one guy, he wanted $10,000. I don't have that kind of money. My God, and I'd like you to comment on it. And I hope you understand where I'm coming from. You know, I'm not trying to be unfair.
There probably is foundations already out there. You just got to do some searching. If you walk into MD Anderson, and I know this from back in 2015, I had a friend that called MD Anderson, and they were wanting to go there. That's one of the biggest cancer hospitals in the country. They wanted $250,000 for him to walk in the door, and $50,000 had to be cash. So, and that wasn't going to be the end of it. So my wheelhouse is naturopathic doctor. There are people that is their wheelhouse. That's not my wheelhouse. But there are programs out there that would be able to help you to get the nutrients. I know that we talked to you. We did a free consult. Didn't charge anything. But you have to have – I'm busy. Trust me, with all of the people walking in the door for consultations and tongue analyses and the full and the various different ailments, you guys, you have to understand this year alone, over 2 million people will be diagnosed with cancer, and it's over 20 million worldwide. It is massive. The biggest numbers in the history of time. And
were there cancers, Randy, in the 1700s?
I mean, I wasn't here.
No.
But George, you do mention, is there going to be disclosure? I actually do think that there's going to be disclosure. Even the science director of the White House says that we can manipulate time and space, and he put it on the White House website. And then Trump's kids are saying that he has a speech ready to go, and they said that time and space can be manipulated. Well, that kind of explains the book, the Barron Trump book that was written in the 1800s, that kind of matches up with what's going on today. So I think there's going to be disclosure, and maybe we can find out if they had cancer back in the 1700s. Listen, food was different. They didn't have the stuff that we have. Everything's super processed. They weren't poisoning the water on their citizens. They weren't poisoning the air on a daily basis on the people walking around. They didn't have that ability, to my knowledge anyway. And so we are being attacked in the food front, the water front, and the air front. So... And then, you know, when you look at the jabs, also all the news that's coming out, I saw a speech by RFK saying basically it's a biological weapon. The Surgeon General here in Florida declared that almost 2 years ago. So these things are going to be on the rise. And, you know, doctors are super busy. Listen, I get a smidgen of the clients because everybody is pretty much sold out to the medical doctors and the chemo and the radiation. I come from a different process and walk. And so we're changing minds. We're having to say, hey, this is what our ancestors did. And they got remedy. And I'm not saying that what we're doing is going to turn around everyone's cancer, but man, we give everybody a fighting chance, whether you do the other route or not. So there are people that are professional foundation makers. I know you've called on a few other shows, but They're out there. Somebody's got them. It's just, that's not my wheelhouse.
Let's go to Jim in Houston, Texas. Hi, Jim. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening. Good evening, doctor. Pleasure to speak with you.
Great to speak with you.
I was diagnosed with lymphedema in my left leg. I was told it was caused, part of the cause of it was from a left ankle injury from college football. The swelling is just in my ankle and slightly up my calf muscle. Not that bad. I wear compression socks, that type thing. I was prescribed a pressure boot to go up my legs to help move the fluid. Your thoughts on something like that, and what's a good way to treat this other than what I've been told?
Sure. So basically, for people that don't know what that is, it'll start out with swelling in a leg. You have a real heavy feeling. It feels tight or achy. That's lymphedema. And so what's happening is the lymphatic system gets damaged or blocked. So could it have been from the injury back then? Yeah, it could have. If you weren't having this issue, and this was 20, 30 years ago, it's probably just something that you're doing now. Okay. I don't believe that the lymphatic system would have went that long without flow. And so what you have to, well, what's not happening is that the fluid is draining properly. So it can happen after surgery to people, radiation, injury, infections, even cancer treatments. If you saw, you know, some of the images I've seen of and real pictures of what things like chemo can do, they can definitely block up a lymphatic system. So there's millions of Americans that deal with this. They spend over $1 billion a year on lymphedema. It is huge. There's hospitalization visits. There's ongoing costs, compression garments. There's therapy. I don't know if you're using the garments. Elevating the leg, very important. Compression garments are actually pretty important. So what do you do from the natural side? We have so many great products. I love the Ultimate Enzymes. I like them because they have real bile salts in them. They help with digestion. They break up clots. They help with flow. That's one thing. We also have a very specific lymphatic support. It's a tincture. Doesn't taste great. It's in an alcohol base. It doesn't matter. You just got to get over that. When things don't taste great, doesn't matter. You just got to get over it. And you put it under the tongue and you hold it. They say 60 seconds. I tell my clients 2 to 3 minutes. I want you to get every drop of that. Put it under the tongue, hold it there, and let it absorb directly into the bloodstream. And it's going to take a little bit to get that to reverse. Brain and heart, again, is critical because that's giving you your EFA, your mineral, your osteoeffects for bone, joint, cartilage, ligament, tendon. It's all in unison going to work together.
If you need the information, Jim, call the number 1-855-949-7234. Randy, thank you. We'll speak to you in the upcoming future. Dr. Randy Shannon, who works with pharmacist Ben Fuchs and Dr. Drew Peterson. Back in a moment to talk about living the life you deserve.